listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The woman who allegedly assaulted a Geraldton police officer is set to go to trial after changing to a not guilty plea. The 24-year-old allegedly kicked him in the head following a 20-person brawl on the foreshore in late December. The alleged incident left the officer requiring 7 stitches and was a career-ending final straw. New tools to protect young people online. Social media giant Meta introducing new methods to prevent the number of sextortion scams. The company's Mia Garlick tells us what's new.
One of these new tools will detect nudity and trigger a warning when sending or receiving content of this nature via Instagram DM. Another technology makes it harder for potential sextortion accounts to contact young people by hiding teens from people's followers so they can't be discovered.
Increased trucking activity on a Midwest road has prompted safety concerns from locals. The condition of Minnenew Morara Road reportedly falling apart following transportation activity from Terra Mining. The state government has granted the company an interim licence for on-road transportation of iron ore from their operations at Extension Hill. But Shire of Morara President Karen Chappell says it's only a matter of time before someone gets hurt.
Between the state of the road and the number of the trucks, we're concerned that there's going to be an incident take place that is not going to be forgiven.
In sport, a big win for the Geraldton Buccaneers at the weekend. The side taking down the Southwest Lammers on Saturday night, the score 94-86. The team backing it up with a narrow victory over Mandurah Magic on Sunday, the score a close 104-103. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.